This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. If you've got a severely weakened immune system, you can get a Pfizer or Moderna COVID booster shot, says the FDA. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got more on the overnight announcement.
The FDA ruling affects only about 3% of the U.S. population and not the general public. But health officials are monitoring if or when everyone might need booster shots. France and Israel are already allowing an extra vaccine dose for people who have had organ transplants, certain cancers, and other conditions that leave them more vulnerable to an infectious disease.
The Taliban's lightning-fast offensive is gradually encircling Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. They've captured three more provincial capitals today. The U.S. is sending 3,000 troops to help evacuate some personnel from the U.S. embassy in Kabul. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just drop to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st.
It's still brutally hot across much of this nation. The Weather Service says the heat will continue to shatter records in the Northwest, with temperatures reaching 100 and beyond. On the East Coast, it'll feel well over 100 degrees in places. Heat advisories are in effect from North Carolina to Maine. Tropical Depression Fred is forecast across the Florida Keys on Saturday, bringing heavy rain with it. This is AP News. Chicago health officials say Lollapalooza wasn't a super spreader event.
Chicago health officials say 203 COVID-19 cases have been connected to the four-day Lollapalooza Music Festival, but they do not see it as a super spreader. More than 385,000 people attended Lollapalooza 2 weeks ago. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says her department expected about 200 cases to be linked to Lollapalooza, and there are 203. She says if there was going to be a COVID surge, it would have happened already.
We've had no unexpected findings at this point. There's no evidence at this point of a super spreader event, and there's no evidence of substantial impact to Chicago's COVID epidemiology.
Arwady says she's pleased to see that other music festivals are following Lollapalooza's example of requiring proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID tests. Margie Zaraletta, Chicago.
Inflation jumped 1% in July, higher than expected. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.